This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The April WASDE report saw little change to the South American crops. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The April WASDE report came and went with little to remark. This was largely anticipated, though, and the markets are ready to focus back on planting and the weather. Corn and soybeans both came fairly within reporters' estimates, but the South American crop still continues to go largely unchanged from the USDA. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the different projections might finally meet in the middle later on in the crop year.
Well, a lot of times the way it works out is that the Brazilians or private analysts down there do cut more than what is needed along the way, and then they end up later on as the crop is finalized, they'll bring those numbers up. So, if you look at the CONAB number that came out today at 146.5 million tons, it's still substantially lower. The best guess estimate is probably that we're over estimating that crop and they're underestimating that crop, and we meet somewhere in the middle, maybe around, say, 151 or something like that. You did have CONAB come in and lower the corn side of things as well to just under 111 million tons for Brazil's crop. And the USDA, again, no changes there at 124 million metric tons. So this is a situation where the USDA is just slow playing it or being conservative.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. Find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.